This is The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott, and today we're talking about healthcare in tough situations. A lot of people escape difficult situations to experience a moment of health and well-being by running. Stress, bad moods, writer's block, a case of the Mondays, whatever it is, runners swear that they find relief as their sneakers are pounding the path. Reporter and runner Melissa Dahl of New York Magazine recently wrote about the efforts to explain this phenomenon scientifically. And she joins us now to talk about what she found out. Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You're a runner. What does a typical run look like for you?
A typical run. Well, I am really lucky and I live not even a mile away from Central Park. So I feel like I've just explored every path around the park. A typical run for me, I'll go for like 3 to 5 to 7 miles. And I've always loved the way that your mind just like travels here and there kind of when you're out there on a run.
Now, scientists are discovering more about the benefits of running. And something they are talking about is neurogenesis. What is that?
Yeah, so this is so interesting to me. Neurogenesis is, until not so long ago, from my understanding, perhaps like the late 90s, neuroscientists thought that you kind of got a certain amount of brain cells in your lifetime, kind of by adulthood, like that's it, that's all you get. And then they started to find, to discover that, no, actually that's not true, that adult human brains are capable of producing brand new neurons. And the only way, this is so interesting to me, the only way so far that they've found of triggering the birth of those new neurons is exercise, is vigorous aerobic exercise, like running.
You spoke with a Harvard psychology professor, Emily Bernstein, and she did an experiment where one group of people ran for 30 minutes, another group just stretched for 30 minutes, and then all participants had to watch the end of the movie The Champ. This is a really well-known scene. There's a little boy, TJ, and he just saw his father win this big boxing match, and then his father dies. Let's hear that clip that everybody had to watch.
Wake up, champ. Don't sleep now. You gotta go home. Gotta go home, champ.
It's hard to even listen to a few seconds of that without starting to cry. So what happened to people in the experiment?
Okay, so what happened to the study participants who had to watch that clip? They were asked right after watching it how sad they were. And the people who had gone for a run were just as sad as the people who had not gone for a run. But what was really interesting was the scientists kind of kept them around and checked back with them later. And later, when they checked in again, the people who had gone for a run, they felt better. They felt better than the people who hadn't gone for the run. So the idea is that there must be something about running that helps us sort of regulate our emotions. I mean, I kind of said this in the piece that my boyfriend kind of has a thing where if I'm starting to get a little moody, a little cranky, he'll very nicely say to me, hey, have you been for a run yet today? Maybe you should think about that.
What is the magic length of a run? A lot of people say you have to run for at least 30 minutes before you start feeling those benefits. What did the scientists say?
The scientists really kept repeating that 30 to 40 minute window. The one in particular I talked to, who is a runner herself, she really kept repeating you have to break a sweat too. So it has to be, I mean, I guess the idea of it being vigorous aerobic exercise, it has to be you have to be kind of working. You know, you kind of have to work to work up a sweat. So it seems to be something about that is triggering these really great changes in the brain.
And finally, did scientists tell you anything about whether you should be listening to great things like podcasts while you run, or is it important to just be there by yourself?
That's so interesting. I didn't ask about that, but that is something I would love to follow up with. And I have to say, I used to always listen to music, and this is just anecdotal, you know, just my experience, but I used to always listen to music and always listen to podcasts when I ran. And I just recently stopped. And I mean, I came up with this story idea when I was on like a 9-mile run. And I think that just personally, I think I get these benefits more when I'm not listening to something, when I'm just letting my mind kind of roam free.
Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.